Swing cash.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome to another edition of She's Got Time. It's your girl, Swing Cash. This is episode 6. Man, I mean, these weeks are flying. I am so happy to be here in 2019 to share this podcast with you all. Now, some of you may have been wondering where I was at last week, but, you know, we're going to take a moment to do the rewind. But first of all, I just wanted to say thank you for all of the support in 2018. I needed to take a little break, and so last week I took an opportunity to step away, hit the refresh, reset, recalibrate kind of button with my friends and with my family, and also had an opportunity to travel outside of the country. You know, sometimes you have to do that in order to get clarity and make sure you're in the right frame of mind when you're bringing in the new year. So it's a wonderful opportunity. I'm sorry that you guys didn't get the podcast at the end of the year, but we're going to catch you up before we get started for this episode. So first of all, let me remind you, you can find us on all our social media platforms. Make sure you're checking us out on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook. Also, we have YouTube as well. All of those platforms is She's Got Time. You can also email us at swinggottime@gmail.com. So check it out, y'all. You know, we always start out every episode with a quick rewind. And so the week that was for me, amazing time. Christmas was unbelievable to be home with my family. My mom kind of did it different this year, where last year, actually, I should say. And it was all about whatever you wanted to have to eat, she was going to make it. And so we had some great food and just being able to share love and talk and relax and all that good stuff. And then I went away, had an opportunity to go on a beach. And if you've been following me on IG, on my personal IG, which is just at Swing Cash, you saw some of the pictures that I shared of my husband and my son. Just really had a good time to just kind of take a step back in Anguilla and just enjoy the sunshine and the love and support out there with some friends, with family, and the new family that we make. Because, you know, every time we're always 6 degrees of separation from one another. And so you end up running into people that you knew, know somebody else, to know somebody else. And that's kind of how it goes. And just really had an opportunity to just think about what I wanted this year to be for me and to reflect on all of the blessings and things that I had in my life so far. Learned a valuable lesson too over the holiday and over the new year. When I was home, I had an opportunity to really talk to my sister that was struggling and going through some things with a friend of hers who was sick. And a young lady had an issue that was going on with her heart and needed a heart transplant. This young girl was only 28 years old, had 3 kids, and really close with my sister. And so just having an opportunity to just talk to my sister about life, about things that happened, and understanding kind of where she was in her walk, I learned a lot more about myself, about having patience and appreciating the moment that you're in. Fast forward to now, I got a call today that my sister's friend had passed away. And it really just kind of hit home for me because I thought about kind of my age right now and having 10 plus years on this young lady of living. You just want to make sure that you're taking every moment that you have in life that's so precious and living your best life. I mean, I know last year that song by Lil Duval and Snoop, everybody loved, but it's reality, y'all. We have to make sure that we're living in the moment. The stresses of this world, whether it is finances, whether it's work, whether it's the political scene, all these different things can cause us a lot of stress. And sometimes it's the small things that happen in life we have to kind of reflect on and say, I got to make sure I stay in the moment and I stay happy and I celebrate the wins that I have right now. So I just wanted to share that little bit of information because I always think that sometimes things happen around us and in life that make us hit the reset button in our own mind. And that happened for me over kind of this holiday break. But 2018, just towards the end, I really just wanted to just kind of let all things kind of go and not really worry about whether I was responding to email. I knew I had work coming up. A lot of different things were happening. But sometimes we just even work through holidays. Like, people never take a moment to take time off. Like, I literally took moments while I was on vacation of just staring at my son and watching him play in the sand or watching him try a different fruit, those things you can't get back. And sometimes we're so consumed with what's happening in life, what's happening at work, what we have to get back to instead of just staying in the moment. So that was a nice week for me to really, like I said, hit the refresh, hit the recalibrate, reset button, and bring it into 2019. And for those of you who are following us on YouTube, you can definitely see the shirt that I have on right now says the United States of America. I wanted to wear this hoodie because not only did I get this hoodie from Nike at the 2012 Olympics, but we also brought in 2019 with 100 women going into the 116th Congress. I mean, to me, I don't know about y'all, but that celebration, I got to give it up. I got to get some claps right there. To now think that this historical moment happened with so many women not only getting sworn in, but the diversity that will now be in our Congress is something that is very inspiring to me, but also gives me hope that as we move forward as Americans, that we are starting to put people in position to make decisions that reflect the way that our country looks and feels. So that's why I'm wearing this hoodie today on She's Got Time in honor of all those women that are going into Congress and have gotten sworn in this week that I know will be knocking on doors and not just sitting at the table, sitting around the table, across from the table. Everybody's going to be in there and hopefully making change for our country. All right, y'all. So to finish up our whole rewind, I had to let y'all know what I left in 2018 and did not bring into 2019. And that is caring for some of my egocentric friends and family. Now, I don't have a lot of them, but there are a few people who highly irritate me, kind of like that itch in the middle of your back sometimes that you can't reach, but it's just there and it's irritating and you just don't understand. You're trying to just fix it and you're trying to move. You sometimes go up against a wall. Well, sometimes you got family and friends. Yes, we all have them that are consumed with self and don't realize when people are helping them or trying to do the best that they can and they just want more and more and more. And it's kind of like they just suck all the life and energy out of you and they don't realize that everything is not about them. And so I just decided that in 2018, I have to leave those people over there. I can't take them with me going into 2019. I saw this really cool meme on social media. And I was like, I have to share it with my people on She's Got Time because it really kind of sums up, you know, what I was talking about. And this meme said, I'm learning to love the sound of my feet walking away from things not meant for me. I'm learning to love the sound of my feet walking away from people that are not meant for me in that season of my life. Now, that doesn't mean that you completely cut them off, but when people are so self-absorbed that they are worrying about the I all the time, the I, what am I getting? What am I receiving? What are you doing for me? What can you do for me? When can you do this for me? When can you take care of that? And never giving, sometimes you got to walk away, walk that thing out. And whenever they figure out that you're gone, they'll figure out what they need to do to catch up. And that's what I left in 2018 because we're on positive vibes. We're moving in a positive direction. So many things are happening in life and you just can't have those people that are sucking all the life and energy out of you. And I'm sorry, sometimes it's the people that's close to you or sometimes it's just your family or it's like your closest friends. And some people don't always see it, but when you take a step back and you start reflecting and you start asking yourself questions, you will see the ones that are around you. So for me, boom, boom, boom. Listen, the egocentric was left in 2018. The positivity and people about selflessness and love, y'all rolling with me in 2019. So that was my rewind and the week that was. So y'all, for 2019, this podcast, I wanted to be about overflow. That is our word for 2019. We're coming into a year of overflow. All right. We're always talking about people have different seasons, but you can have a good season, but you want to take it to that next level of overflow, where it's not just you that are receiving kind of the blessings or opportunities, but you're overflowing to the people that are around you, because you're only as good as the people you're helping that's around you, right? So we got to have that overflow. We got to think big. And one of the things that I think about that you can start with is you have to start with self-awareness. That's one of the things I put down for myself, is more self-awareness, because a lot of times I realize that I work a lot, and I love the work. I love my career. I love the things that I do. But sometimes things can fall in the crack, whether that's taking time not only for myself, whether that's checking on friends of mine more consistently. So I said to myself, I have to be a little bit more self-aware. Am I taking time for my relationship with my husband? Are we taking those moments that we need? Am I the one that's initiating those moments? Am I taking time to make sure that I'm being the best friend that I can be? Or is my other friend the one that's always calling me? And that's when you have to say, okay, I have to be more self-aware of these small things. And it can seem small, but to people on the other end, it can be major. So being more self-aware about the people that are closest to you will help you when you get to that point of overflow, because everybody's going to be there and be able to receive it, right? And you have to also be able to look in the mirror and deal with your mess, because look, we're not perfect. I'm not perfect. You're not perfect, right? So when you become self-aware and you realize there's certain things that you need to clean up, then deal with that. Deal with that mess, because everybody has things. And that doesn't mean it's a level 10 or level 20 where, you know, there's multiple things that you feel are just happening. It could be something as small as, like I said, just picking up the phone and saying, hey, what's up, girl? I'm calling to check on you. What's up, my guy? I'm calling to just see how you doing. How the kids? How the family? Because you never know what somebody's going through, but you could be uplifting them just by doing that small thing and being self-aware of, am I taking care of not only myself, but the people who are also looking out for me? Because sometimes, you know, I see it all the time. People will be looking out for people that aren't even looking out for them. But the ones that's real close to you, sitting right there, standing right there, oh, you're like, oh, they good. They got my back. Well, look, the people that got your back all the time sometimes need you to give them a pat on the back as well. So let's make sure that we're being self-aware of those things and not always trying to help the people that's 50 feet away from us instead of the one that's 1 foot away from us, 2 feet away from us, you know, that's right there. What you don't want to do is get caught up in the idea of something is too big. A lot of times that is the one thing that's a deterrent to us achieving our highest elevation or higher level, whether it's in consciousness or whether it's in work, whether it's in relationship. We think that our ideas are too big. They're supposed to be big. Like, nobody's dreams or nobody's aspirations, nobody's goals should be small. You have to think big. You have to put it up there. Whether you're doing a vision board, whether you're out here saying, you know what, I want to make 6 figures this year. How am I going to get there? You know, my husband talks about it all the time as far as having multiple streams of income, being able to be an entrepreneur and being able to be creative in the space that you're in. Everybody has something that they're really good at, or somebody has a hustle or something that can help them. But a lot of times you're just always saying, it's not me. It's not my time. It's not my season. Well, why not? There's so much information that's out here on the internet. Like, you don't have to pay somebody to research. You can research yourself and figure out, you know, what do I need to do and what resources do I need to be able to accomplish my goals? And I don't care how big that goal is. Just believe it's for you. So stop selling yourself short and make sure that you are doing the work behind it, but you're keeping that dream and that goal as big as possible. And let's listen, you may aim for the sky and you may land in the clouds, but at least you were able to get up, right? So that has to be the mentality for us this year, is like, we have big dreams, we have big goals, and we're going to get there and we're going to keep cracking at it. We're going to keep researching. We're going to keep doing everything that we need to do in order to put us in the best position to achieve those goals. All right. So don't think that anything is too big. It has to be big. It has to be big enough to hold your imagination. It has to be big enough for people who if they saw what you saw, what you envisioned, they would be saying probably, nah, that can't happen for you. Why not? It's so crazy. I was actually, my husband actually was listening to Joe Button's podcast, and I heard him saying something on there where he was talking about like the year that he had. And it's like he started at one place at the beginning, but by the end of the year, like X, Y, and Z had happened for him. And everybody's like, oh man, he's blowing up. He's doing this, he's doing that. Well, why can't that be you? Why can't your podcast take off? Why can't your business take off? You have to believe in yourself before anybody else can believe in you. This is the year of overflow, not only for yourself, but for those around you. And if the people around you aren't dreaming big with you, then you better get a new circle, get some new people on your team. You need that positive energy that's feeding you every single day. It's important. It's important because it can happen for you. You start in January 2019. Let me tell you, baby, by the time you get to the end in December of 2019, you should be like, wow, like my plate is full and I'm taking all this into 2020 and then taking it to the next level. Next, we have to be intentional with our time, intentional with our love, intentional with our money, intentional with our time again, because time is also money. All right. A lot of times people want you to do a million different things, right? And you're getting pulled in this direction and that direction. But you have to be intentional with your time, because your time, like, you're never going to get that back. So spend your time on things that you're passionate about. Spend your time on things that are helping you reach your goals. Spend time on things that, you know, if this is the last day that I have, that I'm going to make every minute, every second count. So make sure that whatever you're doing with your time, you're intentional about it. Whether it's spending it with your family, whether it's spending it with friends, whether you're just going out and spending some time by yourself reading, whether you're spending some time just doing research on different things, because a lot of times we will have plans at the beginning of the week and by the end of the week have accomplished nothing. And we're sitting here thinking, man, what am I going to do? Like, I'm trying to get this done. Well, you have to be intentional. You have to schedule. You have to prepare. Look at your calendar. Put things down. Make sure that you're being so intentional with your time that if somebody's asking you to do something that does not align with what your goals, your dreams are, your aspirations for this year, you can't put them on a calendar. Everybody don't deserve to be on your calendar. I love the fact when people reach out, whether they DMing you, whether they emailing you, oh, we got to do lunch, we got to do this, we got to do that. You do lunch with people that you want to spend time with, whether that's just to catch up personally or that's leading in a direction that you're heading with your goals, with your dreams that we talked about. You got to be intentional with your time. You can't just be running around all over the place. I'm going here for this. I'm going to this cocktail, this happy hour. I'm going here, I'm going there. But nothing has no rhyme or reason. It should be a blueprint. Like everything that you're doing, you're so intentional with it that it's helping to add to the value of where you're going to get for your goals and your dreams. Because I'm intentionally going to this happy hour because I'm trying to network with X, Y, and Z. I'm meeting a friend because this friend is going to help pour into me for what I need to help me get to that next level or that new job opportunity. Or I'm just going to meet with this friend because they're good for my soul. They're like that chicken noodle that chicken noodle soup to my soul. It feels good. They pour into me this new life. I pour into them. We're able to have these conversations that are in depth that really help me kind of recalibrate, refocus, refresh. Sometimes people just want to ask you to jump on a call or to have lunch or to have dinner because of what they want. They're not caring about what's going on with you. So you have to be intentional to say, do I have the time to give them for this? And if I don't, then you don't. But you can't be all things to everybody. That's the reality of it. And we all have to learn that at some point, sooner or later. And sometimes you do get caught up in a certain season where you have to have that real friend or that person check you, or that loved one to say, look, you're spinning right now. And then they pull you out of it. So my question is, are you in that season of spinning and need somebody to pull you out of it? Or are you in that season of being intentional? And so every move that you're making, every decision that you're making is adding value into the direction that you're trying to go in. It's a question for you. Think about it. And next, I want you all to do this exercise, because I actually did it for myself as well. I want you all to do an evaluation on your circle. Now, some of us have multiple circles. Those of you that can navigate in different spaces with different people, you have multiple circles. What I want you to do is evaluate the relationships, the growth, and also the sincerity of that circle that you're in. Now, some people have circles that are just for fantasy football. Some people have circles that are just, these are my girls from college and we jump on a call, we're in a chat, and we just talk about certain things. Some guys have a circle just for when they're going out and hanging out. These are the people that I want to hang out with. Some people have work circles. But all your circles, you need to reevaluate every year, I feel like. Because you need to look back and say, did this circle of friends, of colleagues, of childhood friends, of bar buddies, did they add value to my life? Did I add value to their life? Anytime that we had conversations or interacted, were they positive? Because then you'll know if you need to stay in that circle or move on to the next or create a whole new circle. Because this overflow season that I feel that 2019 has to be for everybody and will be, I'm going to claim it right now for all of us. We got to have that overflow. There will be situations in some of your circles where something may have happened and there will need to be some forgiveness, some healing that goes on. But it's so funny because people forgive and heal differently. They do. I've said it before here on She's Got Time. I believe in communication is like the key to everything. But people have to be ready to communicate, not only to talk, but also to listen and to receive. And some circles that you're in, I will bet right now, there's somebody in one of those circles that you need to either have a conversation with or they need to have a conversation with you. And the advice that I would give to you is to be open to it. There's no problem with having to address an issue with someone and being open to listening to what they have to say and communicating. But once you address whatever it is that this happened, then you move on and you let it go. Because it's not so much for them as much as it is for you. And I had to learn this when I was younger and still continue to try to evolve and learn what forgiveness looks like with friends, with family, and for people in your circle that may hurt you or may put you in a position that you don't want to be in. And I saw this this thing online, this meme online. It was so pointed to what I'm saying right now. And it talked about, you don't get to wound somebody and then have a preference for how they heal. Okay, so there are times when you're going to hurt somebody. You're going to hurt somebody in relationships and friendships, people in your circle. You go and figure out how to have that level of forgiveness with them. You have a communication with them, but you don't get to dictate how they heal from that, because everyone's different. But what you do control is the timing of when you do it and how you communicate. So my challenge to each and every one of you is to reevaluate those circles that you are in, to see if there's anyone that you need to give forgiveness to or you need someone to forgive you in order for you to have growth. Because you cannot have growth if you continue to be stagnant, or you have something that you need to deal with somebody that you don't address. But I will tell you this much. I've been a person where I've been able to forgive and move on. And a lot of that to me is based off of my spirituality. And I'm not one to judge anybody. And I think everyone has their own free will to believe what you want to believe. But from my place of spirituality, I've had to learn and had to grow and realize that forgiving somebody was more about me having growth in myself than it was about making the situation right. Because sometimes situations won't work out. You got to be okay with that. But at least knowing that you had that certain level of forgiveness in order to move on. So that's my challenge for you all in 2019. We're trying to get to that overflow. We're trying to get to those positive, big ideas, big money, big opportunities, multiple streams of different incomes and different things happening for us, trying to get to new relationship, new friendships. Some of y'all want to be engaged. Some people want to be married. Some people want to find that love. Some people want to have children. There's so many different things that you want. Let's deal with whatever we're in right now to make sure that we're open to receive all those blessings that are going to come our way. All right. So you got to reevaluate those circles that you're in. Family circles, friend circles, work circles. It doesn't matter. Reevaluate them. And if that person or those people aren't ready or willing to have that communication and deal with whatever situation or mess that happened, you can forgive people and move on. And when they're ready, it will come back full circle. Trust me. But doing that is mostly for you a lot of times than it is for anybody else. And last thing I want to leave y'all with for 2019, when we come into this year, is to be bold. Be bold about who you are and what you believe. Be bold and be confident. Too many times 2018, because of the nastiness that happened, especially in our country, so many things were happening. People were so, I felt like, emboldened to just be nasty people. The only way that you can stand firm and stay strong, as my nana used to always say, is stop slouching over because you're tall. Stand up tall. Stand up straight. We all, 2019, got to stand up straight. If y'all follow me on Twitter, you saw the meme that I put out there, and I said, I wanted this. This is how I wanted to see the women walk in, getting sworn in to the 116th Congress, all 100 women. I wanted them to walk in like the late, great Aretha Franklin when she walked in on stage, baby, and threw that chinchilla fur jacket off her shoulders and said, I am here. I have arrived. And that, for me, in 2019 is where it's at. We are here. We have arrived. We're not going anywhere. We're being bold. We're being confident in who we are. We're going to be self-aware. We're going to make sure whatever messes we need to clean up, we are definitely going to address them so that we can be better. Friends, lovers, wives, husbands, mothers. We're going to deal with all the different circles that we're in. We're going to be intentional about our time. Intentional about our time, because we have big ideas and big things we want to accomplish in 2019. And if we want to get all those different things done, then we have to be intentional and move in a direction that's going to help us accomplish all of those goals and dreams. Are y'all with me? Are y'all with me? Because we're going to be right here on She's Got Time. We're going to handle all of that. We're going to talk about all the different things that's happening. And I'm so excited. Excuse me. I'm so excited. Because we are now going to get into the next stage that I wanted to get into. And that's bringing some people on here to interview a few people for you all. So this is going to be a fun month in January. I'm looking forward to it. And like I said, this is the season for overflow. And one of my favorite parts of this show, y'all know I love it, are take a seat, take a bow, or level up and straighten that crown. or take a seat for this week has to go to every single person that got booted out of office in Congress. All y'all that were doing all that messiness and discriminating and doing all those, passing all that legislation that was terrible for our country. See ya, wouldn't want to be ya. Gotta go. Take a seat. See you later. Don't run again, because we need new, fresh people in there with fresh ideas that care about our country. So bye-bye. See ya later. All right. Who needs to take a bow? You know who needs to take a bow? All those people that didn't waste time, if they didn't know what to get you for Christmas or what to do around Kwanzaa, and you just got somebody a gift card, I respect that. I respect the gift cards. Trust me, y'all. I love when people are just like, look, you know what? I couldn't figure out what to get you, but I know you like to go to Target. I know you like to go here. I'm going to get you a gift card. I'm for the gift card. Take a bow. Like, don't be ashamed of that. Like, those gift cards go a long way. I'm telling you how often I've been in line and be like, oh, yeah, I got a gift card. This is love. So all y'all who gave out gift cards and that's what you did, do not be ashamed of them. I'm the girl that respects the gift cards, all right? So y'all take a bow. And who needs to level up and straighten their crown? Well, I'm popping my shirt and my collar right now. The United States of America and all of the 100 women that are going into Congress. Level up, straighten y'all crown, ladies. Because we know that you're going in there to do a job, and now the diversity is where it needs to be for all of Americans, because believe it or not, 50% of America is women. So we're happy to see that now our Congress will reflect a lot of that. We have 25 women, I believe, that's in the Senate, but 100 women going into Congress. Level up, straighten y'all crown. Last, before we get out of here, let's deal with our positive note. And my positive note is this. Believe that you are stepping into your season that you've prayed about, that you've asked for, that you believed in, that you've worked for. You're stepping into this season and it's your time. It's your time. The same way I talked about those women getting sworn into Congress and stepping on that stage, and like Aretha Franklin, the late great Aretha Franklin, and throwing off that chinchilla. That is how you should walk into every meeting, every opportunity. It is your time. That is my positive note for us right now. Episode 6 here on She's Got Time. It is your time. It is our time. And we are going to be bold, we're going to be confident, and we're going to own it. Everything that you have prayed for, you've dreamed about, you've asked for, you've worked for, it is your time. If you believe it, oh, we're going to receive it. This is our time. So let's go out there and get it. Again, thank y'all for joining me on She's Got Time. We're going to be here every week for y'all. Thank you for letting me just have that time to recalibrate, refresh, and reset before I came into 2019. My family and friends, continue to follow us on all our social media platforms. You know you can watch us on YouTube. Make sure you're subscribing to our YouTube channel, She's Got Time. We're on IG. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter, at She's Got Time. Of course, always email us. Let me know what you think about the show. Any suggestions you may have, you can email us. swinggottime@gmail.com. Again, thank you. I never take this for granted. I appreciate y'all, and you know how we do it every week. Peace and blessings. Swing cash. They call her swing cash. Swing cash. I call her swing cash.